With the upcoming civic elections across the province, I am both excited and apathetic at the same time. I'm excited because in many cities for the first time in years there are a large number of people vying for mayor, city council, regional and school districts. I am apathetic as despite the large number of candidates, voter turnout tends to be low in municipal elections, sometimes as low as 30% of eligible voters voting, and unfortunately I am expecting much of the same these municipal elections. Most cities and towns face the same issues of homelessness, illegal camps, aging infrastructure, levels of policing, affordable housing and so on. If you think Prince George is unique in its problems, you are sorely mistaken. Homelessness, illegal camps and policing are high priorities in the 20 largest population centers in BC, and depending on what set of data you read, PG is either the 9th largest or 17th largest in BC. As already stated, voter apathy plays a big part in municipal elections, where voters say their piece on social media, newspapers, forums and other mediums. Then after they've said their piece, they go on their merry way and don't vote because they felt voicing their concerns through social media is enough. I would be very surprised if there was a large voter turnout in PG, but at the same time I expect to see low numbers again. I vote in all elections as it is my given right to do so, and my vote matters whether the persons I voted for get in or not. So what is your excuse not to vote? Dean Soylent, Prince George.